Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Welcome to Religion Law Quiz number 83, numero 83. As you will recall, I've said in quizzes 81 and 82 that quizzes 82 and 83 are very closely related. And just as a quick refresher, 82 was talking about the Supreme Court's 2020 Espinoza versus Montana Department of Revenue decision. And in particular, we really focused in on this notion of how the higher law needs to be the starting point when you are trying to make a decision as to whether or not something is appropriate. And the United States Supreme Court essentially said, hey, the Montana Supreme Court messed up here. They did it wrong because the Montana Supreme Court started with the lower law and found the program invalid. And the U.S. Supreme Court says, guess what? If the Montana Supreme Court would have started with the higher law, it would have found that the program was valid. And therefore, the invalidation done by the Montana Supreme Court was incorrect. It was inappropriate. So that, with that backdrop in mind, we need to recognize that the Supreme Court's reasoning there was based on the Supremacy Clause. And so then the question for you is, in very succinct terms, how does the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution apply to state court judges? What do you think about that? And as you're pondering that, let me give a little tidbit story here just to kind of help illustrate this point. It was back in 2023. I went down to the Missouri State Capitol, Jefferson City. I was there with a whole bunch of older teenagers, probably 16, 17, 18 years in age. There were about 70 of them. And it was a really good experience. We were helping chaperone them, a lot of adult leaders. And we were going and meeting with various government officials down there, including the Missouri governor and various state legislators. I believe the Secretary of State, I think he may have spoken to us. I don't recall at the moment. But anyway, one of the points that happened was we really at the conclusion of the day, we met in the Supreme Court building, and one of the judges from the Missouri Supreme Court addressed all the young adults or the youth there. And the judge made the statement to the effect that everything that happens here in Jefferson City really impacts a lot of daily life throughout the state of Missouri. And as I've pondered and mulled that over the past year, I really come to realize he was absolutely right when he said that. You know, a lot of times we talk about the news, we talk about the federal government. That frequently dominates the discussion on really major news outlets. But it's important to remember that as powerful as the government is, it is what happens on the state law level that actually, as a practical matter, has a lot more day-to-day impact on you personally. Now, with that being said, though, we can't ever ignore the fact that the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land from a governing constitutional perspective. And because it is the supreme law of the land, it is going to apply to state court judges. And the question is, what did the Supreme Court say about how it applies to state court judges? Well, let me give you the quote, and again, I'll have the citation in the show notes. Here's what the Supreme Court said. Quote, the Supremacy Clause provides that judges in every state shall be bound by the federal Constitution, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. This clause creates a rule of decision directing state courts that they must not give effect to state laws that conflict with federal law. Given the conflict between the Free Exercise Clause and the application of the no-aid provision here, the Montana Supreme Court should have disregarded the no-aid provision and decided this case conformably to the Constitution of the United States. That supreme law of the land That supreme law of the land condemns discrimination against religious schools and the families whose children attend them. They are members of the community too, and their exclusion from the scholarship program here is odious to our Constitution and cannot stand. Close quote. Okay, so here is again the Supreme Court stating in very easy to understand practical terms that state court judges are bound by the U.S. Constitution. And when you have a state law that is passed and the state law says X, and if X happens to violate the Constitution, which says Y, the state court judges are bound to look to the U.S. Constitution first, and then they rule based on that. This goes back to what I really harped on in Religion Law Quiz 82, which is this idea of a higher law always controls over a lower law. And when you are making a decision, you have to start with the higher law first. And what the implication here from the Supreme Court is that if the higher law is controlling, you absolutely have to follow it. Now, the flip side is it could be that the higher law is silent or doesn't address a particular topic. And in that situation, it then goes to the lower law to be controlling. And that, frankly, happens in a lot of areas in our lives. Again, when I was studying for the bar, there was this phrase, the bar instructor said, hey, when you write this on your test, you always start with federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction. And that's always really stood out to me because you typically think of federal courts as being really powerful and strong, but the instructor was absolutely right because they are limited in the sense that they have to follow that the U.S. Constitution only covers certain things. So it's narrow in that sense. And if there are laws or items that are outside the prerogative of the federal constitution or outside of applicable federal law, then the state law is going to control. All right. Interesting concepts here. I think it's a lot to mentally think about, a lot to mentally munch on, so to speak. This actually brings us to the end of our discussion of the Espinoza decision. Just to give you a little bit of a preview as to what's coming up, Religion Law Quiz 84 is going to be kind of a one-off decision or one-off quiz talking about federal law and religion, essentially sources you can look at to learn a little bit more. But then starting on quiz number 85, we are going to take a deep dive into the Supreme Court's 2021 decision, Fulton v. City of Philadelphia, which involved the Catholic Social Services, which were as a foster care agency in Philadelphia, and they would not place same-sex couples as foster parents. And so there was a Supreme Court decision that came out of that. And the question was, well, we won't get into the issues right here, but just to give you a heads up, we are going to be doing a deep dive into that decision again, starting on Religion Law Quiz 85. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, religion law quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.